a Friday. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. Oh, gonna be really hot today. Maybe not quite as hot tomorrow. The problem is it's gonna cool down just a little bit, but the potential is there for some thunderstorm activity. And right now, that is not what we need. With the extremely dry conditions of all of the ground, they'll be watching very closely for any strikes from lightning from these storms coming through this weekend and the first part of next week. We're going to talk more about that weather forecast in just a little bit. Josh White, selected as the next forest supervisor for the Colville National Forest. White, he served in the Army Infantry up until 2002, then attended Boise State University as a BS in ecology, a master's degree in plant community ecology. He worked for the Forest Service as an invasive species coordinator in 2009 in the Wallula-Whitman National Forest in management specialist, and then as a supervisory natural resource management specialist. Joined the Colville National Forest in 2016, district ranger for the Three Rivers Ranger District, and has served as the deputy forest supervisor for the past 2 months, as the last 2 months has been the acting forest supervisor for the Colville National Forest. Well, for 7.5 years, he's lived and worked here in Northeast Washington. Him and his family have made a home in this area. Have a real passion for the Colville National Forest and for everyone that calls this area home. He includes leading the planning and implementation of the first of their kind A to Z stewardship projects. Also oversaw the first Good Neighbor timber sale in the state of Washington. White and his wife, Stephanie, they live here in Colville. He will officially start his new position, the new forest supervisor, August the 13th. It is really hard to imagine. You know, it has been so dry here this summer. There was a typhoon that came up to China. Well, China's capital has recorded the heaviest rainfall they have had in at least 140 years over the past few days. Their streets are like canals, emergency crews using rubber boats to rescue stranded residents. Just think of if we got this kind of rain, the city has gotten 29.3 inches of rain between Saturday and Wednesday. And the streets are full of water. 29.3 inches of rain between a Saturday and Wednesday. A lot of flooding going on there in China.
Get ready for the momentous summer sales event at Adams Tractor. For a limited time, we're slashing prices on our complete line of Gravely mowers. Whether you need a residential, commercial, zero-turn, or walk-behind mower, we've got you covered. And the savings, they're out of this world. Enjoy discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your lawn. Visit Adams Tractor's new location in Colville today and make your summer momentous. Adams Tractor, your trusted partner for all your Gravely lawn needs.
A Washington State Department of Transportation paving project is planned to start. This not until 2025. It's going to go all the way from Hafer Road through Chewelah to Sand Canyon Road on 395. A $2.9 million project. With the paving, there will be a complete streets project with an additional cost. Coming up Tuesday at the Civic Center in Chewelah, there is going to be a workshop. The Department of Transportation will be explaining this project.
I'm Shay Suski. I am the Complete Streets team lead for Washoe Eastern Region. Complete Streets is an approach to transportation planning and engineering that goal is to create a street that is safe and comfortable for all people of all ages and abilities in all modes. So at WashDOT, as part of our Complete Streets program, we're really focused on walking and biking and rolling, as we say, and making sure that's integrated with all the modes that are using the transportation system. The project itself started as a paving project, so repaving US 395 from Hafer Road up to the north side of Chewelah at Sand Canyon Road. And as part of the Move Ahead Washington legislative package, it has mandated WashDOT to do complete streets. And this project, because of it going through the city of Chewelah, that meets the criteria to do complete streets for this project. And so that portion of the project for certain is from South Street up to Sand Canyon Road within the city of Chewelah. And then we're also exploring if we need to do complete streets principles in other parts of the project area. But for the community workshop, it's really about focusing on the area within the city of Chewelah, as that's where we have the most crossings, pedestrians, and bicyclists. And so this workshop intent is to meet with the community, work through some activities to get an understanding of what are folks' priorities when it comes to walking and biking and rolling in Chewelah. So looking at where they go, walk and bike and roll in Chewelah, how they get there, and are there any challenges, obstacles in relation to US 395 in Chewelah, so that we can get that information and really work through coming up with solutions and strategies. We'll also go over some kind of scenarios that show what some of the strategies that we might use. So they'll kind of do a visual preference activity and give us kind of how comfortable they feel in different environments. And then lastly, we'll be looking to have the attendees give some feedback on what are the priorities for us to screen different projects and identify which ones will rise to the top, say maybe safety and comfort or how direct a route is, trying to identify our top strategy. We're also going to look for people to tell us what are their top intersections that they cross at US 395 to help us focus on where we put the most improvements. The project started out as a paving project. Complete Streets is kind of added on top of that. Because when you pave a road, it gives you opportunity to add, say, bike lanes or change sidewalk configurations, those sort of things. And so it's a great project to do complete streets on since you're going to go and update the roadway anyway. Once this project is complete, there will be new pavement and new markings. But the complete streets portion that we're working on right now is really a planning phase that we work with the community to identify what those strategies are going to be. So the workshop is on Tuesday, August 8th, and it is at the Civic Center in downtown Chewelah, and it will run from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. There will be some light refreshments, and it will be a child-friendly environment. And really, we're looking for any and all who are interested in walking, biking, and rolling in Chewelah to attend and to provide their input. We will provide a presentation to kind of start off and introduce folks to the project, to kind of set the stage for what the evening will entail and what goals we have for the workshop. And then we'll get into the workshop, which will get folks actually up and out of their seats and interacting with maps and boards and displays to provide us their input and their preferences, as well as some activities where they'll be writing down on cards and handing it in. This meeting will also be held hybrid, so there will be an online component that is designed to mimic the in-person aspect, but just in an online environment. If anyone is looking for more information on the project or on Complete Streets at WashDOT in general, folks can go to WashDOT's website at wsdot.wa.gov and go to the Construction Planning tab at the top. And at that point, they can go to Search Projects, and they can type in US 395 in Stevens County. They can find the US 395 Hafer Road to Chewelah project from there. To learn more about Complete Streets at WashDOT as a whole, folks can go to WSDOT's website at wsdot.wa.gov and go to the construction and planning page as well and go to Complete Streets.
All right. The Dog and Pony Show comes to Chewila Tuesday night, 5 till 7 o'clock. They're at the Civic Center, 301 East Clay. And you might take a look at their website if you can figure out how to get there. Take a look at that ahead of time so you know kind of what they have in plans for Chewila.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
This next Tuesday, it's going to be the ribbon-cutting ceremony for that new Northeast Washington Health Facility here in Colville. Well, here's some more details if you're interested in going on a tour of the new medical building or just want to attend the ribbon-cutting event.
This is Lindsay Evivar with New Health. We are inviting the entire community to come join us for a ribbon cutting ceremony on Tuesday, August 8th. And this is to celebrate both the opening of New Health's new Cobble Medical Building as well as Crandall Coffee's location. So there will be tours available for the public. So we want you to come in, see our facility, ask us questions. Please come see the beautiful Vaughan's cross-laminated timber that we were able to use in this project. The tours will be on Tuesday, August 8th, open from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And at 6 p.m. is when we'll pause to do that ribbon cutting ceremony and make some remarks. We do have State Senator Shelley Short and County Commissioner Wes McCart will both be joining us to make some remarks at the ribbon cutting. So please come and join us. We look forward to seeing a lot of people from the community at our ribbon cutting event.
All right, kind of a big thing. It's quite a building and parking lot and tore down their other building and ribbon cutting event. Facility tour coming up on Tuesday. Tours start at 5:30, go to about 7:30. The ribbon cutting at 6 o'clock. Some comments from the government folks. They'll find them at 358 North Main here in Colville. The Ridge Creek Fire, that burning about 3 miles east of the north tip of Hayden Lake. That fire, 300 to 400 acres, it started yesterday, very quickly went from 5 acres in the Ridge Creek area, was about 150 acres by 6 last night. It's burning on both sides of Hayden Creek Road. They have lowered the evacuation notices there. At first, they were quite concerned. Boaters on Hayden Lake still being urged to avoid the sportsman's access area, getting water from the lake there, firefighting aircraft using the water. Let's get an update from Cam Edwards, says the recent legal activity could lean in favor of the Second Amendment.
The ATF has taken a couple of hits in the federal courts recently, including this week when the Fifth Circuit ruled that the challengers to this new rule that claims that pistol stabilizing braces turn handguns into short-barreled rifles. This lawsuit, according to the Fifth Circuit, is likely to prevail, and the ATF is likely to lose. So the Fifth Circuit basically reversed a lower court's decision and sent this case back down to the lower court and basically said, take another look at this because we think you got it wrong. While the Fifth Circuit is doing that, the Supreme Court is also looking at another decision out of the Fifth Circuit, this one dealing with the ATF's rules on unfinished frames and receivers, the quote-unquote ghost gun rule, right? And the Fifth Circuit vacated majority of that rule and applied a nationwide injunction. The Department of Justice appealed that decision. Justice Samuel Alito handles those emergency appeals out of the Fifth Circuit. He granted a very brief administrative stay that is set to expire on Friday. So we've seen a round of briefings at the Supreme Court this week with the Department of Justice and gun control groups arguing that, oh, yes, this rule should be kept in place, and Second Amendment groups arguing that the Fifth Circuit got it right, that the ATF abused its authority, that it overstepped its bounds and basically crafted new law, which is Congress's job in coming up with this rule, and that the nationwide stay should remain in place. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Justice Alito could decide this decision himself, or he could refer this to the entire Supreme Court, which obviously is a little bit more of a mixed bag in terms of what we might get. So I think a lot of gun owners and Second Amendment advocates are going to be watching the clock on Friday afternoon, waiting to see what, if any, decision comes down from Justice Alito. Could be this Friday, could be early next week. But either way, things are heating up at the Supreme Court when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms. The good news is that these cases are getting to the Supreme Court. Now, since Bruin was handed down last year, you know, we've seen the Supreme Court turn away a couple of challenges. The court also did agree to hear a case coming up this fall dealing with a guy who was subject to a domestic violence restraining order who was found with a firearm. And lower courts have ruled that that federal prohibition violates the Second Amendment, that basically a civil restraining order does not rise to the level of prohibiting somebody from owning a firearm. So the court is taking an interest in these cases. And we went 13 years, almost 12 years, between the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus the city of Chicago, which struck down the city of Chicago's ban on handguns, and the Bruin decision. And I don't think they were going to be waiting a decade or more for the court to really address some substantive issues here dealing with our right to keep and bear arms. I think it's got to be a pretty busy couple of years for the high court when it comes to the Second Amendment. This is a supercharged moment for our right to keep and bear arms. You've got politicians who are trying to not outright repeal the Second Amendment, although we're certainly seeing cases like that too, call for amending the Constitution to curtail our right to keep and bear arms. The anti-gun politicians are doing everything they can. Some things they're not even allowed to do to try to erect barriers between we the people and our fundamental right to keep and bear arms. And this is a time when anybody and everybody can get involved. I'm a board member of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. You can find us at ccrkba.org. Our sister organization is the Second Amendment Foundation. They are one of the leaders in litigation challenging these anti-gun measures. You can find them at saf.org. They are vitally important in terms of protecting our Second Amendment rights.
Cam Edwards there, talking about the Second Amendment. We'll keep you up to date as things develop and as new issues come up. Certainly a big concern.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
King County Prosecuting Attorney's Office not going to pursue charges against Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith. He was arrested January in 2022 for investigation of driving under the influence. The blood alcohol level, 0.038, less than half the legal limit of 0.08. Prosecutors say Smith's THC concentration was 2.6, and that's below the level of 5 needed to prove driving under the influence. He was pulled over January 10, 2022, after Seattle returned home from their final game of the regular season in Arizona. Shohei Ohtani continued his dominance Thursday night, used his arm, his bat, and his legs to help the Los Angeles Angels spoil a gem from Mariners starting pitcher Brian Wu. Ohtani appeared to put the game out of reach in the bottom of the eighth inning. He turned an inside fastball for a line drive home run, 390 feet out to right field. Things weren't looking good for the M's. But rookie, Mariner rookie, Cade Marlowe. He upstaged baseball's best player. Marlowe hit a grand slam in the ninth inning off the Angels' closer. 405-foot blast out to right field. The Mariners, a 5-3 comeback victory at Angels Stadium, opens that crucial four-game series between the American League West rivals. The M's right on the cusp of a wild card playoff. Marlowe, the first Mariner player to get a go-ahead grand slam in the ninth inning, with the team trailing. The last time Mariners did that, you go to Richie Sexson back September 19th, 2005, up at Toronto. Marlowe says, that's what it's all about, you know, helping the team win. Says, it was just awesome. The guys in front of me got on base, and I just was able to come through in the moment. Game two with Los Angeles, pregame 5:30 tonight. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Mariners getting right in the hunt there for a wild card spot. A lot of season still left to go. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. 130 West 10th in Kettle Falls. General dentistry for all ages, new patients, emergencies welcome. 509-738-6880. Get a hold of Kettle Falls Family Dentistry. 94. The high this afternoon, some clouds, 53 overnight. Hazy areas, we're expecting that smoke to be held down Saturday. Mostly cloudy, 87, the high Saturday. Saturday night, a possibility of thunderstorms. Same thing on Sunday and Sunday night into Monday. In fact, a chance of 50% chance of some rain with the thunderstorms on Monday. High temperatures going to be right 80, 82 degrees. Lingering showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday, 82 the high. 78 Wednesday, sunshine 80 degrees by next Thursday. Let Dr. Chip Johnson and his friendly professional staff give you a new reason to smile. Kettle Falls Family Dentistry and Implant Solutions. No wind in the valley, the barometer at 30.20. It's a Friday. We're headed to the weekend. Glad you could be with us. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Let's check with Uncle Otis.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
A new government-funded program trains men to breastfeed. Go ahead, latch on to that for a minute. You want more? How about another donkey program where if you borrow a bunch of money and they want you to pay it back, you just tell them, hell no, I'm oppressed up here. Pookie wants some pie too, so you chumps pay it back for me. I gotta go to lunch. Then follow up with the new all-electric NASCAR. Gentlemen, unplug your extension cords. That'll wake them up. And how you have to install a nice windmill on the roof of your F-150. Just make sure you still fit through the door of the drive-through liquor bar. It's all part of making China great again. I hope you're starting to get the picture of the new America. It's like being at war with yourself, where your goal is to be the second laziest person at work. Wait, what's that? Pizza not cooked right? Sorry, pal. We shut off the gas, but have you seen those new solar-powered cheerleaders? Have mercy. Money for nothing, your chicks for free. Something for everybody in the new America. Extreme Makeover Edition. Can you dig it? Standing next to a mountain, chop it down with the edge of my hand. You're right, Jimmy. When news breaks, we fix it right here at the Discount Think Tank and Bait Camp on Galveston Island. This is your Uncle Otis, and I got something you can reimagine right here. I'll see you at the Peace March.